simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
They get out of the spirit and get into the flesh. But no matter what circumstance or trouble, we are called to display authority.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell somebody right now, take charge of your circumstances. No more slaves. You see, a king, no matter what, in order to display authority, he never had to raise his voice. He never had to get into arguments and stuff. Why? His word was law. We see Jesus even on the boat in the storm. He didn't raise his voice. He simply spoke to the storm and said, "Peace. Be still." We're talking about a king that had authority, and he simply displayed it. Amen. So it's not in the volume of your voice. It's in the authority that you display. And the devil knows that. Enemy knows that. But oftentimes, someone can be caught in their emotions, and you don't feel like you've prayed unless you've screamed. And you know the vein right here? You know, just, now we praying. Well, that might be if you don't understand or know how to display authority. But when you walk in it, when you become that, a whole nother ball game. Sometimes you just think certain things and the devil runs. Tell somebody, the Holy Spirit is training and teaching us. We must learn to walk consistent with who we are. At home, be consistent with who you are in church. You don't watch every channel at home. You don't let it all hang out at home. No, you walk consistent with who you are. Why? We're trained. We're being trained and tutored by Holy Spirit to be consistent with who we are. You know, you don't even put a whole lot of trust in someone that's not consistent. Moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. First, one of the first attributes God looks for is faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Looks to see if a person is faithful. Doesn't mean that they have to be in a certain location every time, but he knows their heart. They're faithful. They're loyal. Then he starts to impart life to them. But what an example. The United Kingdom and how they groom princes to be heirs of a throne. There are new kingdom dimensions being released on the earth right now. New dimensions of the kingdom are being released. We're under an open heaven. I want to hone in on the significance and importance of words. Many things will never happen unless you say them. Sometimes things are not activated because you haven't said it. You thought it, you desire it, but you're afraid to say it because you don't want the devil to hear you. No, you need for the devil to hear you. I don't want the devil to know the plan. No, let him know all the plans. Because he can't stop it. Gates of hell shall not prevail. But there are certain things you must activate with words. So, you know, I don't want to discourage you from praying the same thing, but there's a time where you don't have to pray the same thing over and over. You pray it, you believe that you receive it, then you start decreeing it. Amen. You start decreeing it. What are you doing? You're activating stuff. I prayed, I believe I receive it. That's water under the bridge. Now I'm declaring it to be so. God calls those things that are not as though they were. Amen. So language is very important. With every move of God, with even in science, even in the natural realm, with every new technology, there's a terminology. Yeah, I love when our praise and worship team, when we sing songs that reach back, you know, and they kind of mix it up with new modern songs in that, because those songs haven't lost their anointing. I call them the Rock of Ages. They were anointed back then, they're anointed now. So some things don't change, but with new technology come new terminology. Amen. So if we're truly being trained as heirs for a throne, you can't talk like you used to talk. Well, I just don't have the education. Stop saying that. You have a tutor. You have one that will teach you. Bring everything back to your remembrance that he taught you, even when you don't remember it. Have you ever had the experience of God teaching you something 20 years ago? It hadn't entered your mind in all those years. Then all of a sudden you come into a situation and God brings that to your remembrance, and it's just the key that you need. Oh, I remember. Joseph, it wasn't time for him to enter his destiny. He spent 2 more years in prison. But he asked the butler, he said, listen, when you get before the Pharaoh, please tell him about this situation. And God took the remembrance of Joseph from the butler for 2 years until it was no longer about Joseph. It took 2 more years. Joseph just died to himself. And then God began to move. Gave the Pharaoh a dream and then brought to the remembrance at a particular time to the butler. He said, I repent. There's one in the prison. He could have told him 2 years earlier. But Joseph wasn't ready. Where are you in the process of your training and tutelage? Some say, well, I'm waiting on God. Well, maybe God's waiting on you to stop all that fussing, to let go of that unbelief, to stop being religious and be real. Say amen real loud, everybody, please. Y'all discouraging me up here. No, I'm teasing. Language. The word language means the words, their pronunciations, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. The form or style of verbal expression and a system of signs, symbols, and rules for using them to carry information. There are new kingdom dimensions being released on the earth, and they have language. They have terminology. Stop singing the song that you are going up the rough side of the mountain. Stop singing the song that you're a nobody trying to tell everybody. The Bible doesn't say you're a nobody. Bible says you're an heir to a throne. You are a royal priesthood. Take on that terminology. Tell people, yeah, I'm royal. While I'm working in my yard, dirty grass and, you know, dirt, I'm still royal. Tell somebody, I'm royal. Look at them, tell them, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Now the vehicle, listen, the vehicle that carries this kingdom dimension is the vehicle of language. Somebody don't get this after a while. God showed me some things this week. The light's gonna turn on. Even though we taught this for 30 years. It don't matter. One day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. It don't matter. It don't matter when. Just get it. The vehicle is language. I've shared this before. I watched National Geographic one time. I just don't normally watch it, but just, I don't know, even Holy Spirit, I guess, got me there. And it just so happened that they were talking about just Egypt. And so that really got my attention. And they mentioned Goshen. And I thought, wow, okay, I'm really going, you know, so I sat and watched. And they said, you know, Goshen, they believe, had been discovered here recently. This was not hundreds of years. This was in the last 10 years. Goshen was discovered there. And as they've been, it really got my attention because, see, spiritual Goshen is the place where I believe God's going to have his people while he deals with the earth realm. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But you arise and shine, for your light is come. So while God is judging some things, his people are going to be separated. Amen. Still here in the earth. Amen. Goshen was in the heart of Egypt. Goshen was the best of the land. Amen. 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 I said Goshen was the best of the land. When Jacob brought his 70 in, when Joseph was in authority, and he talked them into coming down into Egypt during the famine, he sent them to the best of the land. Tell someone, the best of the land is mine. The best of the land is mine. Why are you always settling for crumbs? Amen. Well, you know, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall. Well, let the dogs eat it. Hello. Why did that woman say that in the first place? She was outside the covenant.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.